Good morning. It's Friday, the 18th of August. I'm Steve Smith, accompanied this morning by Mr. Greg Grupp. Hello, Greg.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
And welcome to this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. We're going into the final day of registering for the Junior League of Sioux City, as they're looking for women only to register for their Junior League for Women annual best ball golf tournament. The tournament itself is next Friday, the 25th. There's a social hour beginning at 4 o'clock with playing 9 holes of golf at 5 p.m. Friday. But today is the last day to register for that tournament. If you'd like to do that, you can go to JuniorLeagueOfSiouxCity.com.
And Sioux City Parks and Rec presents Yoga in the Park. The Summer Outdoor Series continues this Saturday, August 19th, with a free yoga class led by an instructor from the Underground Yoga. The all-level class, that would be for you and me, Steve, the very beginners. This starts at 9 a.m. in the green space on the riverfront west of the Hilton Garden Inn, and participants should bring their own yoga mat and a bottle of water.
There is a new two-day music festival. I know, Greg, you're planning on going to a musical festival outside of the area, but this one's right here in Sioux City, and it's taking place this weekend. It is called Whatever Fest, and there are more than 30 local and touring artists playing a wide range of musical genres, from hard rock to hip-hop to experimental noise bands, punk bands. Performers are scheduled in one-hour increments from 1 p.m. to 1 a.m. on Saturday and on Sunday at the Icky Nickel Bar and Grill. You can go to Whatever Fest on Facebook. It's called Whatever Fest.
That is way cool. A little something for everyone, but I noticed, Steve, there is no polka.
I don't know. There might be.
Well, they could. It could be the surprise. It could be the sleeper in the whole genre right there.
It could be.
The South Sioux City Public Library is continuing its life skills program called Moving Past Ramen. Intro Adulting 101 on Saturday, that's tomorrow, the 19th at 3 p.m. Through these hour-long sessions, community members can learn something about the basics of mechanical maintenance, cooking healthy on a ramen budget, and personal safety. So something very interesting in South Sioux on tomorrow.
Especially for young adults or for older adults who haven't figured out what they're doing.
Really old adults like me who are still trying to figure it out.
Well, this could help you, Greg.
Yes.
This weekend, a Sergeant Floyd Memorial Encampment is going to be set up on the grounds of the Sergeant Floyd River Museum and Welcome Center on the riverfront. There will be authentic tents and camp equipment and dudes wearing uniforms, and also they'll be carrying around firearms like those used during the Journey of the Corps of Discovery clear back in 1804. Reenactors will be helping to bring the history of the encampment to life on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And a new addition to the commemoration this year is a scavenger hunt, which will be available for families on both days. You can find out more information on that by going to SiouxCityMuseum.org.
And for history buffs, the Betty Strong Encounter Center will present The Peace of Paris, 1919. This is part three in a series of presentations about the Great War by Dr. Don Hickey, and that's going to be Sunday at 2 p.m. Hickey is a professor of American history at Wayne State College and will discuss President Woodrow Wilson's vision as embodied in 14 points, the treaties that emerged from the Paris Peace Conference.
The Emmitsburg Main Street Community Theater will be holding auditions for the comedy farce Lend Me a Tenor. Those auditions will be Sunday at 7 o'clock. The theater is looking to cast 4 men and 4 women, ranging in age from 20s through 60s. You can find Emmitsburg Main Street Community Theater on Facebook if you'd like more information on auditioning for that.
And of something that everybody's talking about, the Sioux City Public Museum invites community members to view the partial solar eclipse on the museum plaza or on the grounds of the Sergeant Floyd River Museum and Welcome Center. That's going to be Monday, the 21st, from 11:30 to 2:30 p.m. Free safety glasses will be provided for the first 100 attendees at each location. During the height of the eclipse in Sioux City, the sun will be about 93% obscured, and conditions will resemble twilight. Feel free to bring blankets and lawn chairs and a little picnic lunch.
SiouxCityMuseum.org. Do you remember the 79 eclipse, Greg? Were you around for that?
I wasn't born yet, Steve.
Oh, you weren't?
Yeah, we'll just go with that.
Sioux City Parks and Recreation are hosting a pooch paddle at Riverside Park. This will be after the eclipse from 5 to 7 o'clock at the Riverside Pool, not Riverside Park, for small dogs weighing less than 40 pounds. If you have a larger dog, there will be an additional pooch paddle. That will be on Tuesday, from Tuesday, August 22nd, from 5 to 7 o'clock. You need to separate the dogs by weight class. Dogs must register with the city of Sioux City. They must be come on a leash and be accompanied by an owner who is at least 14 years of age. So pooch paddles Monday and Tuesday at the Riverside Pool.
Way cool for the canine enthusiasts. Now we have Northwestern College will be displaying an art exhibit by Alyssa Wenthe entitled Until We Meet Again. That's going to be from Tuesday, August 22nd through Friday, September 15th. This exhibit features imaginative landscape sculptures that depict various botanical forms. Gallery hours are 8 a.m. to midnight Monday through Saturday and 1 p.m. to midnight on Sundays.
Wayne State College is hosting a free suicide prevention training program. It's called Suicide Talk. That'll be on Tuesday from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. The session aims to make community members more aware of prevention resources in their community and provide a space to deal with the stigma around suicide.
Very good. And the Lamars Community Theater is hosting auditions for Veronica's Room. That's going to be Tuesday, August 22nd, starting at 7 p.m. The play is a chilling mystery theater, or excuse me, a chilling mystery thriller written by the author of Rosemary's Babies. Oh, there's an oldie but a goodie. That was a suspense at its best. It explores the thin line between fantasy and reality, madness and murder. Parts that need to be filled are for a man, a woman, young girl, and a young man.
The Northwest Iowa Group Sierra Club will be holding their next event to learn about Deep Creek Water Quality Initiative Project, and that'll be Tuesday at 6:30 at 2508 Jackson Street. Christy Silverthorne, Watershed Coordinator with the Soil and Water Conservation District in Plymouth County, will be the presenter.
And Siouxland Agriculture in the Classroom and the Plymouth County Extension and Outreach will host Dine at the County Line, an evening of elegance on the farm. That will be Thursday, August 24, starting at 5:30 p.m. The event will take place at the farm of Lowell and Judy Voss in rural Kingsley, Iowa. The meal will be served family style and feature many foods that are grown in Iowa, and each table will be hosted by a local farmer or ag expert.
And finally, this one kind of jumping the gun a little bit, it's next Friday. Ode, the live storytelling event, or live storytelling series produced by Siouxland Public Media. We've added a special event to the 2017 season. We're hosting a garden party at the Community Garden at the Mary Tralia Community House. That'll be Friday, next Friday. There'll be hors d'oeuvres and live music by Devin Cadwell at 7:30. And then community members will share true stories on stage, giving an ode to food, appropriately enough, at the Community Garden. And that all gets underway at 7 o'clock. You can get details by going to kwit.org. Tickets there as well. That's all we have for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. If you have something you would like to appear on Cultural Continuum, email that to us at kwitpsa@witcc.edu. On behalf of my co-host, Greg Grupp, and executive producer, Allie Carson, and her assistant, Kennedy Avery, who helped out this morning writing out some stuff. Thanks for tuning in to Cultural Continuum, leaving you with one of the bands performing at the Whatever Fest. It's a local band, Port Nocturnal.
And have a great weekend.